弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们晚上然后一起来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that we are able to gather here to worship.
今天晚上我们来从诗篇63篇来学习我的心紧紧地跟随你。
Tonight the topic we are going to share is my soul follows close behind you from Psalm 63.
我们请大家翻开诗篇63篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm 63.
这是我们的读经进度。
This is our weekly Bible reading.
63篇我们读我们看第八节。
Let's look at Psalm 63 verse 8.
第八节说我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
Verse 8, my soul follows close behind you, your right hand upholds me.
这是大卫的诗篇。
This is a psalm of David.
那从基本上从第61篇开始呢，到第63篇呢，他的诗篇的背景大部分都是一样的。
From Psalm 61 to 63, the background is about the same.
都是大卫在逃难的时候，特别是逃避他儿子亚撒龙追杀的时候所做的诗篇。
They were all psalms that David wrote when he was fleeing from his son Absalom.
那当然，大卫在逃难的时候在做王之前曾经也过逃避扫罗的追杀。
Before David became king, he also fled from King Saul.
但是我们可以从他的人生经历里面去看到他在危险的时候他是怎么样来跟随主的。
But we can see how in his danger he followed God still.
那他的心情呢？事后他在回忆的时候写出了诗篇。
And psalms that he wrote when he was reflecting back on.
所以我们今天晚上从诗篇的这63篇还有62篇呢，我们来一起来学习怎么样让我们的心紧紧地跟随主。
So tonight from Psalm 62 and 63, we can learn how we should follow the Lord closely.
我们人活在世上的时候都是有一些我们人想要去跟随的，就是说我们心想要靠在一起的人事物。
In our lives, there are always things that we want to follow closely.
所以在我们的人心的这个特性呢，现在这个媒体特别是网络的这些社群的媒体他们就用得非常的彻底。Social media.
Oh, in social media, they make use of this.
就是你看现在有手机方便之后，很多人他就会创造一些就好像。你没有这个东西你就是你需要跟随这个样一个人或者是一件什么事情，随时都可以跟着你就随时会注意他的动态。
And with the convenience of cell phones, people always feel a need to follow an event or a person.
所以这个时代就有好多所谓的明星，会有很多的所谓出名的人，会有许多的跟随者。
So in this generation, there are many celebrities who have followers.
特别是公众人物，不管是影星、球星，或者是歌星，反正大家会觉得说很羡慕想要效仿的对象，基本上都有些人跟随。
Whether famous athletes or singers, they all have followers that people look up to.
那过去没有这个手机这么普遍。也没有这些社交媒体可以应用的时候，其实要跟随一些人的动态还不容易呢。
And in a time before cell phones, it wasn't that easy to follow people.
因为除非你是真的身边的人，或者你不知道这个人他这个时候去哪里，他做什么事情，你很难了解的。
Unless you were actually close by to the person, you wouldn't know where they were going.
因为我们人有这个空间的这个阻隔呢。除非跟着在身边的人，否则很难跟随他到处去。
Because we are limited by space, so you need to be close by someone to know what they're doing.
但是现在这个有网络、有手机、有媒体这么方便的时代，很容易，即使在不同的地方、不同的场合， 人都可以跟随这个你想要跟随的人到任何一个地方去。
Now with the convenience of cell phones and internet, you can follow someone no matter where you go.
所以有些人他们就用有多少跟随者来凸显出他们到底有多受欢迎有多少人是他们的粉丝。
So people judge how popular they are by how many followers they have.
所以很多人都在追求说，能够成为别人所跟从的对象。
So people want to be someone that others want to follow.
那甚至有时候我们在教会里面的弟兄姐妹也可能会受影响。
And sometimes church brothers and sisters are also influenced by.
有些人就会追求这个是所谓在这个团体当中很出名，很多人想要知道他的动态很希望说很多人是他的朋友。是他的跟随者。
They want to know that they have a lot of followers.
那所以有些青年呢，他也会很向往说，他有好多很多爱慕他的人。
So youths like knowing that they have a lot of people that like them.
就是像我的那个脸书上面有多少朋友，我的这个网路，我的这个网站上面有多少人来看我写的东西。
Such as how many Facebook friends I have, or how many people view my posts.
所以这个就变成无形当中就会影响到我们这个心呢，会效法这个世界的。
So this influences our heart to be drawn to the world.
那我们如果看圣经，我们就看到神给我们的提醒，圣经里面的人物，他告诉我们，我们所当追求的对象是谁。
But in the Bible, we learn who we should actually follow.
所以我们要对抗这个社会的潮流，基本上我们需要有真理。
So to overcome the trends of the world, we need to have the truth.
我们真的要能够像诗篇的作者他所表达出的心情，我的心愿意紧紧的跟随主。
We need to have a heart like the psalmist who closely follows God.
你看大卫他一开始的时候，在第六十三篇就说：“神啊，你是我的神。”我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
Psalm 63 verse 1, David says, O God, you are my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you, in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
大卫的他这个心情呢，在42篇一开头第一节可拉后裔的诗歌也同样的描述。
In Psalm 42, a psalm by the sons of Korah, it also had the same feeling.
那是他们被掳到外邦地，他们没办法亲近神的时候，他们也是有这样的一个很想要渴慕神能够亲近神的愿望。
When they were taken captive by the Gentiles, they also had this longing for God.
因为他们曾经在神的殿里面侍奉过神他们曾经体验过在神里面的喜乐，但是现在失去了。
Before they had experienced the joy of being in God's temple, but they lost this.
那六十三篇大卫他也这样表达，他切切的想要跟随主。
And in Psalm 63, David also expresses how he longed for God.
也就是说，他早早都想要他的心完全跟随在主的身上，能够跟着主的旨意来过生活。
Even early in the morning, he wanted to live a life that was according to God's will.
所以我们可以从大卫的一生看到，他的心真的是跟神连在一起的。
So from David's life, we see his heart was really connected to God.
那特别是在他遇到干旱、疲乏、无水的之地，就是他在人生当中艰苦患难的一个时期。
Especially in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, which were the hardships he was encountering.
因为他知道跟神亲密有多喜乐，有多满足。
Because he knew how joyful and satisfying it was to be close to God.
第二节他说：“我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。”
Verse 2, he writes, "So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory."
第三节。因为你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
Verse 3, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
第四节，我还活着的时候要这样子称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。
Verse 4, thus I will bless you while I live, I will lift up my hands in your name.
那这个就是在表达大卫他渴慕神的心。
Here David expresses his heart that longed for God.
那他曾经在神的圣所里面这样子跟神亲密，他得过这样的体验。
He had an experience of being close to God and being in God's temple.
他跟神亲近，跟随主的目的就是为了能够见到神的能力和他的荣耀。
And his purpose for being close to God was to experience God's glory and His power.
他能够体验到神的慈爱。
He was able to experience God's love.
那神的慈爱，他说比生命更好。
And he said God's loving kindness is better than life.
那他的嘴唇还要颂赞主，这就是他得到恩典，他有体验之后他所要对神的回报。
And he said his lips will praise God, and this was his response to experiencing God's grace in his life.
因为我们人其实没有办法给神什么。
Because as people, we cannot really give God anything.
所有的一切都是从神来的。
Everything we have is from God.
所以大卫他明白，他能够回报神的就是用他的嘴大声的歌颂他。
So David understood that to repay God, he could only use his lips to praise him.
所以我的心要紧紧的跟随主，目的在哪里？
So what was his purpose in closely following behind God?
其实是为了让我们能够真的看到神的能力，看到神的荣耀。
It's for us to really experience God's glory and His power.
让我们可以经历神的慈爱真的比生命更好。
So we can experience that God's loving kindness is truly better than life.
也就是说，能够跟神亲密，比拥有在这世上肉体的生命还更重要。
To be close to God is more important than anything in this life.
因为世上的生命其实短暂的。
Because life in this world is short.
但是神的慈爱却是直到永远的。
But God's love is forever.
当我们人跟神联系在一起可以跟随神，其实我们就得到永生。
Being close to God, closely following Him, we can have eternal life.
我们如果能够跟神联系，我们人就有盼望。
If we're connected to God, we can have hope.
如果没有跟神有关系的，其实再什么样的盼望，再什么样的地上的满足喜乐，都是暂时的。
If we are far away from God, then nothing in this world can satisfy.
就是我们所拥有的，我们觉得我们好像很特别的，其实都暂时的。
Everything we have, even those things that are special, they're all temporary.
但是当我们跟神有关系，我们能够跟神联系以后，这一切神的慈爱就永远与我们同住了。
But when we have a close relationship with God, then God is with us always.
所以有位弟兄呢，他就很喜欢这句话63节第三六三章第三节。
So there was a brother who really liked verse 3.
他教导他的家人要把这一句背诵起来。
He asked his family members to memorize this verse.
那在他丧礼的时候他的儿女特别用这句话来分享，他们是怎么样在世上一起来追求跟神更亲密的生活。
And at his funeral, his children use verse 3 to share how they follow God in their lives.
因为他说神的慈爱比生命更好，真的，我们人世上的生命短暂的，有一天都会过去。
They said that God's loving kindness is better than life because our lives, one day will all pass away.
所以这位弟兄离开的时候，他的儿女们一直记住他父亲的教训。
So when this brother passed away, his children remembered their father's teaching.
一直想到他们当时候在世上是怎么样全家人一起过亲近神的生活。
They thought about how, as a family, they were able to live a life that was close to God.
他们的生活里面是怎么样享受神的慈爱的。
And how in their lives they experienced God's love.
那即使他们遇到了很艰巨的环境真的是在这个世上来说是一个很大的创伤，他们都能够走过来。
And even in the most difficult times, they were able to overcome.
因为这是神他的慈爱引导。
Because it was God's love that was leading them.
所以我们这里看到了今天我们要寻求神，要跟随神，其实是我们需要有一颗爱慕的心。
In order to seek God, we need to have a quiet heart.
爱慕很想要很想要亲近神的心呢。
A heart that truly wants, that truly desires God.
也就是说，就像那个口渴人想要 寻求这个水源一样那种心情。
Just like a very thirsty person seeks for water.
哦，所以他说我可想你，我的心切慕你，这个就是在说明，真的神是他最大满足的啊，这样的一个心情。
He says, "My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you." How he really sought God.
那个神的啊，神的慈爱啊，真的是啊，我们人如果经历过之后，我们就会觉得说，啊，如果没有神保守，没有神爱啊，跟随我们，我们可能就没有办法存活在世上了。
After we experience God's love, we feel that without God's love or perfection, we really couldn't live our lives.
哦，所以我们心可想神，因为认识神，知道神他有多好。
And the reason our soul thirsts for God is because we know how good God is.
有时候你看我们成长的过程当中，我们有时候想要去，就像年轻人长大以后，想要去跟随他们所爱的人。
And for young people, when they grow up, they want to follow those they love.
所以有时候这个谈恋爱的人他们很想要时常都在一起。
And people that are in love always want to be together.
那其实这个。我们如果要想一想这个爱的这个问题啊，人跟人之间这个爱的问题啊。
And the thing about human love.
我们人要这个，比如说去爱一个人，在爱里面，这个似乎容易，因为比如说男女之间都有一个什么时期，他就特别容易互相吸引。
And it's very easy for
falling in love.
To fall in love.
但是要一直维持在爱里面就不容易了。
Oh, but to stay in love is a more difficult thing.
因为你要一直爱这个人，这个如果没有用心经营，不容易。
Because if you are not persistent,
就是要去了解，要去经营这个婚姻，这个爱。
If you don't take the effort to really preserve this love, it's very difficult.
因为当两个人有距离的时候，就是你可以想象很多想象空间，有时候会觉得好像想起来就很甜蜜。如果人是分开的，你想到哇跟谁在一起的时候，你想起哇想起来就做梦都会笑嘛。
And even when you're far apart, when you think about this person, it's very sweet.
但是如果真的在一起了，很多缺点就看到了。
But when you're actually together, you see a lot of faults.
就是很多的缺点 shortcomings。
shortcomings。
人跟人之间，我们时常在一起就知道说，这个人的个性有些习惯，我们很不习惯的他的习惯。
And you are not used to their bad habits。
那这个时候，人很容易就没有办法真的是爱里面了。
And at that time, it's very hard to be in love。
所以才有一句话说哈，这个。还是有点距离，可以互相思念比较好，比在时常都可以见面，互相还常常吵架更好。
So there's a saying that says better to be far apart than to be together and fight a lot.
但是其实是因为我们人还没有真的那个整个心是联系在一起的。
Because as humans, it's very hard for us to be completely united.
因为有可能是还没有办法认识对方的好处。
Because you can't recognize other person's good points.
所以要一直能够在爱里面，这个就需要真的是内心去接纳对方。
So to stay in love, you really have to understand the other person.
然后看到，这个就是你看神为我们所安排的。
To see that this is what God has provided.
所以夫妻之间要能够真的维持这种一直很相爱的生活，需要有神的爱在当中。
So for spouses to have a loving relationship, God needs to be in the center.
因为神，他就是爱。
Because God is love.
有神的爱以后，我们才知道什么叫做爱。
And with God's love, we can understand what is love.
我们才不会一直要求对方要做什么，要满足我的需要，要达到我的标准。
And you won't be constantly asking another person to fulfill your requirements.
我们会看到，这神在当中，有时候两个很不一样的人，却是非常非常完美的结合。
And with God in it, we see God makes it beautiful.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
有神在这当中，这个家庭就有爱。
With God in the family, there is love.
所以今天我们，你看，要真的去追求跟神很亲密的关系。
So we really need to seek to have a close relationship with God.
神的慈爱，我们如果有体验之后，我们就会很感谢。
Once we've experienced God's love, we will have a very grateful heart.
我听一位传道同工的见证，他怎么被神拯救的。
I've heard a pastor share how he was saved by God.
他在神学生在实习的时候，曾经有一次意外如果不是神保守，可能早就丧命了。
In TTP, when he was an intern, if it was not for God's protection, he would have died in an accident.
因为洗澡的时候用热水器把门关起来，在里面烧热水，用瓦斯炉热水器烧热水，一氧化碳中毒。他洗澡的时候是他那个热水炉就是那热水那个 furnace 是在室内的。
Oh, when he was showering, the furnace was inside.
那这个冬天又冷，所以门窗都关起来。
So all the doors and windows were closed because it was cold outside.
结果就氧气就被用光了。
And all the heat was.
洗澡的时候没氧气就昏倒了。
And he fainted in the shower.
这是 monoxide， 一氧化碳中毒。
Carbon monoxide, and he was.
结果他跟他另外一个同学，就是两位都是神学生，他们在洗澡的时候就昏倒在这个。在浴室里面呢。
He and his TTP classmate both fainted in the shower.
那是刚好有一个弟兄也要洗澡，从旁边经过，看到怎么他们都不见了，他们跑哪里去了？明明人在里面洗澡，怎么不在了？
And at the same time, there was someone else who realized, they went in the shower. What happened to them?
打开才知道，他们都昏倒在地上了。
And then when he opened the door, he saw they were both fainted on the ground.
赶快把他们抬出来。
And he quickly carried them out.
赶快祷告。
Quickly prayed.
结果应该神就让他们活过来了。
And God revived them.
其实他们当时身体都已经失去知觉了，都已经真的是已经昏迷了。
They already
come on
in a coma.
就是他们已经真的失去意识了。
They didn't really have hope.
那感谢主神的保守，他们又活过来，又可以继续服侍神。
Thank God for His protection. They were able to, be okay and continue serving.
那每次想到这个见证的时候，他都会分享到神是怎么爱他们让他们可以有机会存活，然后来侍奉神。
Whenever he shared this testimony, he remembered how God protected them, so they were able to serve.
那如果不是神真的感动另外一位弟兄在这个时候经过，如果大家都只是很耐心的等他们，说看他们洗好没有，等到真的是等到不行了，再去看的时候可能来不及了。
If God had not moved this brother to go check if they were okay, then they may have not made it.
所以真的是神随时在保守看顾。
So God is always protecting.
所以神的慈爱比生命更好。
So God's loving kindness is better than life.
如果没有神，那我们还有生命可以活吗？
If we do not have God, do we have a life to live?
所以第四节说，我还活着的时候，我要这样的称颂你。我要奉你的名祷告，举手就是要称颂神，要祷告神。
So verse 4, he says, Thus I will bless you while I live, I will lift up my hands in your name, which is to praise God.
那第五节跟第六节说，我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候要思想你。我的心就像饱足了骨髓的肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。第五节、第六节。
Verse 5 to 6, My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and with my mouth shall And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches.
第七节，因为你曾帮助我，我就在你翅膀的荫下欢呼。
Verse 7. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice.
你看他这里特别提到说，他在夜更的时候，在晚间的时候他思想神。
Here it says that he meditates on God in the night watches.
他说，我的心就像饱足的骨髓回游的然后就是我的心很满足。
He says that his heart is very satisfied.
非常喜乐。
Very joyful.
所以我要用欢乐的嘴来赞美你。
So his mouth shall praise God with joyful lips.
为什么？第七节说，因为你曾帮助我。
Why? Verse 7 says, because you have been my help.
你曾用你的翅膀来护庇我。
You have used your wings to protect me.
也就是说，这个就是信仰上的体验。他这个作者大卫，他当时候真的在神那里得到饱足，得到喜乐。
This was his experience in faith that he really experienced God's.
所以那我们今天来投靠主，我们要愿意紧紧的跟随主 信仰的体验啊是很关键的。
So it's very critical in our faith that we.
我们要有体验。
Oh, we have to have experiences.
那我们要常常去数算神的恩典。
We need to recount on God's blessings.
所以我们这个神的恩典，如果你没有再静下心来，去想它，会觉得好像就是这样子，日子就这样过了。
And if you don't take the time to consider God's grace in your life, you will just continue living like that.
我们现在在这个年底的时候，其实就是一个很好的时间点，让我们去思想、去数算神在过去这一年给了我们多少恩典。
And at the year's end is a good time to consider God's grace in this year.
我们可以把它记下来。
We can write it down.
把神的恩典把它化作我们可以传递给我们子孙的一个很重要的资产。
So our testimonies can be something we can pass down to our grandchildren.
也就是说，今天我们看圣经这样提醒我们：我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候我思想你。
Like the Bible says, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches.
真的是昼夜思想的。
He's really meditating in the night.
在白天的时候谈论，晚上的时候思想。
He meditates in the night.
那在这个时候，我们心啊，如果能够在神面前安静去数算他的恩典，我们就会觉得说有神真好。
And if we quiet down our heart and reflect on how good He is, we will know that really God is really good.
那我们在危险的时候，神总是保护我们。
In our danger, God protects us.
所以我们心要紧紧的跟随主，是因为我们尝过主恩的滋味了。
And the reason we closely follow God is because we've experienced how good He is.
我们在这个世代里面要持守信仰啊，特别是在这个物质环境很丰裕的世代，我们一定要让我们的信仰有体验。
And in this generation, it's really important that we have experiences in our faith.
我们需要有信心的去体验神怎么带领我们走过生命当中任何的危险。
We need to have faith and see how God brings us in the dangers in our lives.
有体验之后，才真的有办法紧紧的跟随主。
And after we've had experiences, then we can truly follow God.
我们要能够真的在主里面尝到主恩的甜美，那种真正的满足，我们才会一生都不会离开了。
We need to taste how sweet it is to be with God, and we will never leave Him.
否则，在这个世代，有很多其他的事物。很有可能会让我们的心离开主，让我们去跟随这个世界上的东西。
In this generation, there are many things that want to draw us away from God.
那有时候我们在想说在我们真教会要进入第二个世纪以后，我们要怎么样让我们的信仰能够传承？这是一个很大的课题。
To go into the second century of True Jesus Church, it's a very
因为不容易
的。It's not easy.
因为现在这个世代，特别是在美国这个环境，我们生活当中有太多我们可以靠人就可以渡过去的难关。
Especially in America, there are so many.
我们可以依靠人，很多资源可以用。
There are many methods that we can use, and we can rely on other people.
我们很多的危险，我们可以尽量自己去避免，我们就不要碰到。
We can just try to avoid.Many things.
所以我们就会失去靠神的机会了。
So we will lose the opportunity to draw closer to God.
比如说，我们今天如果天气不好，我们就不要聚会。
For example, if the weather was very bad, then we just don't come.
路上有危险，我们就把聚会取消，我们就不要来了。
If the roads are dangerous, we just cancel service and nobody comes.
你不需要祷告靠神，你不需要特别祷告的。
We don't need to especially pray.
但是如果我们今天坚持要敬拜神
，But if we are determined to worship God,
现在环境危险。
Even in dangerous situations, what will we do?
祷告
Pray.
就像这里所说的，我们的心紧紧跟随主。
Just like it says here, our soul closely follows behind.
所以这个就是我们今天去依靠神，让我们信仰有体验的机会。
These are opportunities for us to experience God.
今天我们如果身体有毛病，我们去看医生。
Today, if we are sick, we go to see the doctor.
我们有好的医生，我们有药可以吃。
We have good doctors. We have medicine.
我们很少会有那种非常像早期什么都没有资源的情况底下，就专心的靠主，就祷告。
We don't really have the opportunities that we have nothing else to turn to, and we just turn to God.
所以我们的这个体验就变少了。
So our experiences become fewer.
比如说，我们也可以在这个流行 流行感冒的季节里面，我们大家都打预防针了。
For example, in this flu season, we can just all get shots.
那我们就不需要特别小心了。
That we don't need to be extra careful.
那我们如果祷告的时候，我们也不用特别为这个事情祷告了。
We don't need to especially pray for this.
那其实我们今天如果真的内心靠神。
If our hearts truly rely on God.
其实我们这有很多的在这个看起来很安全，好像又很发达的社会里面，更需要神。
Actually, in this time that seems safe, we actually really need God.
特别在美国这个社会，现在其实越来越多我们料想不到的意外。
Especially in America, there are things we don't even.
我们真的要靠神保守。
We really need to rely on God to protect us.
所以我们今天有时候我们是因为太多资源可以用，所以我们就失去了体验。
Sometimes there are just too many methods we can use, and we lose these experiences.
但其实这些资源我们可以用，我们也可以不要用。
But we can use these methods or not use.
我们活在这个社会里面，就是神给我们的一个恩典。
To live in this society is a grace from God.
问题就是我们的心是放在哪里。
The problem is where do we put our hearts?
我们的心是倚靠这个社会的资源。
Is our hearts on the society?
还是我们的心是倚靠我们的真神。
Or do we rely on our one true God?
所以信心在这个很富裕的环境里面，我们更需要把我们的目标放在神身上。
So in this society, we need to especially put our hearts on God.
我们这些资源我们可以放的不要用，就是说社会的资源我们可以不要用。
We don't need to use the society.
我们可以在一些生活的小事上来依靠神，让我们有体验。
Even in the small things, we can choose to rely on God.
在小事上我们累积信心之后，我们在大事上才真的有信心。
And if we rely on God in the small things, then we will have faith for the bigger things.
所以其实我们在这个社会里面，我们随时都面临一个抉择。
So we have a choice.
Choice. 在我们的生活环境里面，我们随时都在做选择。
We are always making decisions.
我们选择去靠我们现有的资源呢，还是我是选择靠神？
Do I choose to rely on my own methods or rely on God?
所以紧紧跟随神，我的心紧紧的跟随神，不是在我们什么都没有的时候才会发生。
So our soul shouldn't closely follow behind God when we have nothing.
就算我们在非常富裕的环境里面，我们也可以选择我们的心紧紧跟随神。
Even
什么都有。
Even when we have everything, we should still.
我们似乎好像很安全，我们在这里都被保护得很好。
We're very protected and safe here.
但是我们心还是可以紧紧的跟随主，
But our hearts
跟在他后面。
Still closely follow behind.
我们可以一直依靠他。
We can continue to rely on him.
让我们在生命当中可以真的体验到神他翅膀硬币来保护我们。
We can really experience that we are in the shadow of God's wings.
因为大卫他所经历的，基本上我们很难在这个现实的社会里面重复了。
David's experiences, it's not easy for us to experience them today.
也就是说，我们不会有像大卫这么样极端的生活经历。
We won't have as difficult as a life as.
但圣经的话也是活的。
But the word of God is living.
大卫在这样一个环境底下，他心是这样子紧紧的跟随主，得到体验。
David experienced following closely behind God.
今天我们在一个这个21世纪很富裕的环境里面，我们一样可以利用。看到能够经历他所讲的这句话，然后在我们生活当中重现。
And in the 21st century, we can read his words and experience them for ourselves as well.
我们真的能够在这个主里面得到真正的满足。
We can find true satisfaction in the Lord.
所以我们的心不会一直看着这个社会上的享受。
So our hearts won't be always looking at the luxuries of the world.
今天我们的心，你看他说大卫他想到神的恩典，然后觉得他的心好像。饱足了骨髓肥油，就是好像吃了一顿非常可口的美味大餐之后，他的心真的很满足。
David says his soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, like he ate a very good meal and his soul is very satisfied.
今天我们如果能够经历神的恩典，我们的内心真的会很喜乐、很满足。就算我们的生活条件看起来跟别人好像差很多。
And if we really experience God's grace, then it will seem that our lives are very different from others.
我们一定能够尝到这个主恩的滋味，知道神是美善的。
And we will know that God is.
所以神的翅膀他要护庇我们。
So God's wings will.
51篇说。 我们看诗篇五十七篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 57 verse 1.
五十七篇第一节，神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你，我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。
Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by.
这个就是神的翅膀它真的是来荫庇我们的。
God's wings truly protect.
六十一篇的第四节。
Chapter 61.
第六十一篇第四节。
Psalm 61 verse 4.
我要永远住在你的帐幕里，我要投靠你的翅膀下的隐秘处。
I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings.
这都是大卫他的体验。
These are all David's experiences.
真的，他在逃亡的过程当中，都是好像神用一个大翅膀把他覆盖住。所以，不管是扫罗还是亚沙龙，怎么样就是没办法伤害到他。
As he was fleeing, he really experienced how God sheltered him in His wings. So it doesn't matter if it was Saul or Absalom that he was fleeing from, they couldn't touch.
不管遇到什么样的危险，哎，神都保护他度过去了。
No matter what dangers he encountered, God led him through.
所以每一次的这样一个很危急的情况底下，都让大卫跟神更亲近。
So in crises, it was actually times for David to draw even closer to God.
好，所以我们的心呢，让我们能够真的在神那里得到体验，得到满足。
So our hearts can experience His satisfaction in God.
那其实大卫他在三十四篇，他也这样邀请我们每个人一起来体验。
And Psalm 63, David.
三十四篇。
34.
我们来看三十四篇的第八节。
Psalm 34 verse 8.
第八节说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他人有福了。”
Psalm 34 verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him.
第九节，主的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他啊，因为敬畏他的人一无所缺。
Verse 9. O fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him.
第十节，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求主的什么好处都不缺。
Verse 10. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
真的，我们敬畏主的，我们真的紧紧跟随主的。我们得到我们心灵真正的满足。
Those who fear the Lord, who really hold on to Him, experience satisfaction in their heart.
大卫所提到的，就是在灵性上的满足了。
David experiences satisfaction in his faith.
当我们有神，我们就有一切。
When we have God, we have everything.
当我们的眼睛真的是看到属灵神给我们的这个慈爱，我们内心就喜乐。
When we have the spiritual eyesight to see God's love, our hearts can experience joy.
我们的心不会随着这个世界上的这些物质的潮，这个潮流而起起伏伏。
Our hearts won't be enticed by things of the world.
所以大卫他这样子用诗歌来表达他的心情，我的心要紧紧跟随你。
So David used Psalm to express that he would closely follow.
你的右手要扶持我。
And God's right hand uphold him.
所以。这就是今天我们要把我们的眼目、我们的焦点，把它放在神身上的一个提醒。
So we have to set our eyes on God.
我们要专心依靠神。
We need to focus and rely on God.
在第六十二篇里面，他这样说。
In Psalm 62, he says.
我们看六十二篇。
Let's look at Psalm 62.
六十二篇有一个特别的地方。
There's something unique about Psalm 62.
他就是特别说要专一的，要唯独跟随主。
That he will rely on God only.
所以六十二篇第一节说：“我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来的。”
Verse 1, truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation.
第二节，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不肯动摇。
Verse 2, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
我们，你不管是看英文看中文的，在六十二篇你都会看到，英文里面的字眼就是 only， 就是只有神。
Doesn't matter if you look at Chinese or English, it says God only.
中文里面就是专心或唯独这样一个字眼描述，在希伯来文都是同一个字。
And in Chinese and even Hebrew, it says that God only.
只是我的心，就是专门等候神，只有神是我最好的依靠。
That my heart relies on God and only God.
只有他是我的磐石。
Only He is my rock.
他是我的保护，所以我不会动摇。
He's my defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
那表示说，其实今天我们在这个世界上生活，有时候我们心还是会飘忽不定的。
In society, our hearts might be unstable.
一开始他就说，我的心不很动摇嘛，哈。第二节。
I shall not be greatly moved.
对。那看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节。唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
你看，这就是一种成长。
This is a kind of growth.
一开始的时候可能也会动，心也是眼睛会看着别的东西啊。
In the beginning, you can be sometimes moved, and your eyes will wander.
但是当我们真的调整我们的目光、我们的焦点，紧紧的跟随主之后，我们必不动摇。
But when we really set our eyes on God, we will not be moved.
我们就算遇到很就是说很危急的情况，或者是我们真的对我们很不利的这个人事物的时候，我们都无所谓。
Even in crises, it doesn't matter.
因为在六十二篇里面，他特别提到有些人就恨不得大卫赶快下台，赶快死。
In Psalms 32,
六十二。
Oh, in Psalm 62, there are people that want David.
很多人要来攻击他。
Many people are against David.
他们就说：“赶快把他从尊位上把他拉下来，把他推下来。”
They want to.
第四节。
They want to cast him down from his high position.
这个就是其实让大卫在逃避亚撒龙追杀的时候他当时的心情的写照。
This was written when he was fleeing from Absalom.
所以这个时候其实大卫他调整他的心。我的心我要专依靠神。
So David adjusted his heart and he made the determination to rely on God.
因为他知道我的盼望是从神而来的。
Because he knew his hope is from God.
所以唯独神就是我的磐石，是我的拯救。
So God only is my rock and my salvation.
所以他的内心一直跟着主。
His heart continuously follows.
所以这个就是我们在信仰上专依的重点，就是我们要能够专心的。跟从主。
Oh, we need to be able to rely on God.
你看大卫他的诗篇里面多处都是这样说，他内心等候神，他专一的祈求神的帮助保护。
In many of David's psalms, he says how he waits for God and how he
他时常的就是用祷告来跟神亲密的。
He uses prayer to draw closer to God.
他在神面前倾心吐意。在神面前祷告，道出他的心来。
And in front of God, he tells God his heart.
所以第八节，六十二篇第八节，你们众民当时时的倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
So Psalm 62 verse 8 says, "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us."
这里说时时倚靠他，就是不管在什么情况底下，心都一直倚靠神，跟随神的。
Here it says at all times, so it doesn't matter what situation, your heart is always following God.
那他的祷告。他的祷告是倾心吐意的祷告，就是跟神是很亲密的。
In his prayer, he really tells God everything. It's very.
因为神是我们的避难所。
Because God is our refuge.
所以他紧紧跟随主的时候，他不管旁边的人是好像很富有、很兴旺，他都无所谓了。
Even if other people are very prosperous, it doesn't matter.
就算恶人看起来很兴旺这个。步步高升，什么都好，他也不会动摇。
Even if evil people seem to be prospering and everything is good for them, his heart is not moved.
他自己就算物质的财宝增加，他心也很安静。
Even when he doesn't have anything, his heart is still quiet.
他不是他财宝很多，他钱很多的时候。
Oh, even when he has a lot of money, his heart is still quiet.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
他说：“不要仗势欺人，不要因抢夺而骄傲。”做财宝加增，也不要放在心上。
Verse 10, do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them.
就是不管在什么情况底下，他都无所谓。
It doesn't matter what circumstances.
或饱足，或饥饿，是兴旺，或者 是很卑贱，都没关系的。
Whether he is in prosperity or not, it doesn't matter.
他的心都紧紧的跟随主。
His heart still closely follows God.
让我们能够。从大卫的这一个诗篇里面得到提醒。
May we be able to experience, as it is written in the psalm.
让我们调整我们的我 们的焦点，我们生活上应该追求的这个对象。
Let us put our trust.
让我们的 focus 都在神身上。
Let our focus only be on God.
让我们可以渴慕神。
So we can long for God.
让我们可以从他里面得到饱足喜乐。
And find joy in Him.
让我们立定心意，专心的跟从主。
Make the determination to follow Him.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
112首。
112.